Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Ultramore Smith, your host for this evening's edition. Tonight's topic, Lehigh Valley Beer Week, the fourth annual edition of that beer festival. And our guests in the studio tonight, we have Scott Adams, who is the new president of Lehigh Valley Beer Week, a new non-profit organization. We have Dave Bennett, who is the winning home brewer of the beer, which gets christened LBW4 and is the flagship beer of the festival. And rounding out our guest lineup, we have Tara Peruso, who is the manager of Wybacker's Tap Room, and they are one of the many participating venues in this year's beer festival. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for making it in on this pretty nasty evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Hello.
All right, so let's get going with Scott. And Scott, you're the new president of the LVBW, which is now a non-profit, as I mentioned. Let's begin with telling us, one, a little bit about your background, a bit about the history of Lehigh Valley Beer Week, just briefly. And let's at least right off mention, Beer Week begins this coming Saturday, the 20th, in its fourth edition.
Okay, I'm actually the bar manager at the Tavern on Liberty in Allentown. I've been there for about 3 years. I've been in the craft beer scene, as it was, around here for about 10 years now. I'm a home brewer. I love beer, and I have for a very long time. Beer Week, this is his fourth year, was originally created by Jesse Albertson,
yep,
who was the former general manager of the Fegley's Brewworks. He got it off the ground. Every year it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. His career took him in a different path, and he couldn't fulfill his duties, so there was a little hole, and somehow I ended up in that position now. I took over about 2 months ago, and couldn't have done it without everyone's hard work, including Tara, who's done a lot. So we find ourselves here. Lehigh Valley Beer Week is a celebration of not just beer, but the culture and the people of the Lehigh Valley, and I mean, that's why it's been successful, and that's why it keeps on getting bigger, because you have a lot of great people around here.
Yeah, I'm staggered at how much bigger it is, and looking at the website and the number of events that are happening every night is absolutely pretty amazing. By the way, do you want to give out the website address so people, we'll come back to it again later, but just give out the website address right now so people can be checking stuff out while we're talking if they wish?
Yeah, LehighValleyBeerWeek.com.
Pretty straightforward. All right. So you've told us what is LVBW, how it came together, how it's been sustained. Tell us a bit about this year's festival. It begins on Saturday. Roughly how many locations are there participating, and roughly how many events happening each night, and over what geographic area are we looking at?
So roughly there's about 60 venues that are participating in this, and on top of that, 16 actual official participating breweries who became sponsors of it, so they could be part of the marketing on the website. And so as approaching now, we're getting close to almost maybe like 200 events over that period. Not quite there yet, but and that goes from Easton through Bethlehem, over into Emmaus, Macungie, Allentown, even the Spinnertown Hotel in Bucks County, up to the Curious Goods at the Bake Oven Inn up north. So it's pretty much the whole area is involved.
Right. So basically, anywhere you live in the Lehigh Valley, you're pretty much assured of having an event probably every night of the festival. Mm-hmm. How about what about new events this year? There are definitely a few new things happening that weren't there in previous years, right?
Oh, yes. And I think Tara could kind of tell us about the Brews Traveler bus tours, which is a big one of the big new events.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. I became involved with Lehigh Valley Beer Week because, kind of unrelated, I thought to reach out to the local breweries, my colleagues in the Lehigh Valley, to just get us together and collaborate a little bit more. You know, the one thing that I love about the brewing industry is it definitely is more of a collaborative industry than most other, I don't know, production industries in terms of competition. I think that collaboration is very important. So it was kind of probably right around the same time that Scott had reached out wondering if anybody knew what was going on with Lehigh Valley Beer Week, that I reached out to other local breweries, namely Fegley's, and they put me in touch with Scott saying, well, actually, we're meeting about Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and we're all going to talk, so let's get together. The Brews Traveler Bus Tour is a new event that's happening this year for Lehigh Valley Beer Week. And it's really interesting. It's the first time ever that a bus tour is going to visit all of the breweries in the Lehigh Valley. And we've done it really so people can just get excited and understand that it is doable to see lots of different places in a day. This was an idea that was kind of sparked with Troy and I. Troy's the owner of Two Rivers Brewing Company in Easton. And it's very important that being two breweries in Easton, Pennsylvania, that we work closely together. And we got all of the other breweries on board, including Hijinks in Allentown, as well as Funk in Emmaus. Also, we are going to be working with the Colony Meadery and County Seat Distillery, as well as Fegley's Bethlehem Brewworks and Allentown Brewworks. So on the 21st, there's going to be three different buses, one that starts in Allentown, one in Bethlehem, and one in Easton, which are going to hit all of those places in one day.
Wow. So three buses, each doing the full tour, at presumably arriving at different times at each of the breweries.
Exactly, exactly.
What a range of breweries. How many? Seven
venues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Yes.
Now you missed
it. Everybody's really excited about it. We're hoping that it's something that catches on and becomes a regular tour.
Yeah, and clearly from the point of view of people being able to go to that many different breweries and keeping them off the roads driving is pretty important as well. And then it sounds like it'd be really fun on the bus.
I think so. I think it's going to be good.
How'd you book for this?
How'd
you book to get involved to participate in the bus tours?
Well, we're actually working with a tour company called Tastings and Tours. Rich Jeffries is the proprietor and owner of Tastings and Tours. It's a family business. And I got to know Rich because he had come to Weyerbacher. He does wine trail tours and beer tours in the area. So I thought of him first. And one thing that's wonderful about Tastings and Tours is it's personal. The buses are privately owned and they hold 14 people. So rather than having, you know, a bus of 50 people letting off at each venue, which can sometimes get a little bit difficult to give everybody the service that you would like to, this way there's going to be three different drop-offs of 14 people, and it's going to make it much more manageable and much more special for each person that's taking the tour.
Right. I'm glad you clarified that. That definitely does sound much better. And you can book through the website?
You can book through tastingsandtours.com. The Easton and the Allentown buses have currently sold out. However, there is still room on the Bethlehem bus, but there is a lot of inquiries about it. So if anyone is interested, you should definitely look onto that very, very quickly.
The website again?
It's tastingsandtours.com.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other new events, Scott?
Well, I don't want to put Tara on the spot again, but with the beer cocktail contest or the Valley-wide, she could tell me everyone a lot more than I know about it.
Well, that's another sort of collaborative event that I had the idea of and have worked with different people to come to fruition. Again, because it is Lehigh Valley Beer Week, it's wonderful that there's so many bars and restaurants involved as far as venues that love beer and that cater to beer-loving individuals. However, this year we have, you know, a lot of breweries in the Lehigh Valley and wonderful breweries. So in order to make to feature those breweries a little bit more in the week, I thought about having a beer cocktail contest. So each venue, a bar, can partner with a local brewery, choose a beer, and develop their own kind of cocktail creation using that beer. And there's going to be a contest. So customers can go to each venue. They can try as many cocktails as they want throughout the week and then go on to the LehighValleyBeerWeek.com website to vote for the one that they think is the best. And they'll get some bragging rights. But it's another great opportunity for bars and to partner with breweries.
And for people to get involved and participate with their voting, right?
Exactly.
Right. What about any new breweries that we've not had with their beers in the Lehigh Valley before? Anyone new this year?
Well, Soul Artisan Ales, which is, based on Joe Prococo, is that his name? I don't want to mess it up.
Joe should have been here last year when he was set at Funk.
And he set up his own brewing company, and we'll be tapping his Juice Box IPA, which has been real popular and really rare. We have a keg we're hanging on to it. There's not much of it left around. We have them on board. And there's some people I just can't really remember because I wasn't in charge last year who knew actually who was involved particularly. But I don't know, Tara, do you think of anyone?
Two Rivers.
Okay, yeah.
Two Rivers Brewing Company was not brewing their own beer as of last year's Lehigh Valley Beer Week. So that is that's new this year.
Okay, that sounds good. And beer dinners, they've always been one of the multiple types of happenings that you've had. And last year you had Garrett Oliver, and I think you had Southern Tier last year. They're going to be here again, right? At Wegmans.
Yeah, Southern Tier is going to be at Wegmans. Yep. The one I saw that looks really good is River Horse at Black and Blue. That's on Saturday, February 20th, and it's a five-course tasting menu with Chris and Linda Lasky. They're special guest chefs, and then the brewery owner, Chris Walsh from River Horse, will be there. And that's on the website. You can check it out. I don't know if you want me to get into the menu because it looks delicious.
No. Yeah, no. There is so much information on the website. So really the best thing, there are so many events happening and we're just sort of trying to pick a few of them to whet your appetite and sort of give you a feel for the range of activities that are happening this coming week. And by the way, it begins on Saturday. Does it run through the following Sunday or the following?
Following Saturday.
The following Saturday. So basically eight days worth of events and a Sunday to decompress and get back to normality.
And get rid of all those like half-empty kegs that we're going to have.
Yeah. Right. So you've got lots of tap takeovers happening as well by all manner of different breweries that you've had happening previous years. A number of rare beers I suspect you have coming. You mentioned one from Seoul. Any others that particularly come to mind?
Well, we have one from Evil Twin. I don't know if I can say the name of the beer on the air, but it's brewed with frozen pizza and dry hopped with money, and it's come clocks in at 17.5%. It's very rare.
Wow.
And that's going to be a part of our pro wrestling themed costume contest that will be running at the Tavern on Liberty on Wednesday of Beer Week. So we have a lot of great beers going on that day.
How are you managing? Are you actually working at the Tavern on Liberty at the same time?
Or? Yes, yeah. Doing all this, okay, so coordinating everything.
So you'll be down there, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think you did mention we're going to have, certainly you mentioned mead and you mentioned there's a new distillery in Allentown participating. And any cider makers this year?
I don't really know anyone that straight up is just a cider producer that is like big into this. There are some in Pennsylvania that have been popping up.
Yeah, there are.
I don't really want to mention them if they're not really participating.
Right. Okay. Any particular highlights from any of your perspectives that you'd really like to hit amongst all the stuff that's happening there? The bus tour was one for sure, I think.
Yeah, the bus tour is a big one. I think it will be interesting.
Yeah, and just straight beer events. It's always I think it might be the second or third year he's done this at Strange Brew Tavern on the south side of Allentown. He does it's called Stouter Day version 2.0, and he just hoards all these great stouts all year long, and then it's just this well all day long, every rare high alcohol bourbon barrel age spiced whatever you can think about it stouts all over there.
Okay, and in this cold wintry weather, that sounds like
perfect.
A pretty good thing. Okay, let's move on to Dave Bennett, who's been sitting here very patiently. And Dave is the winner of the homebrew competition that takes place every year and is held at the Fegley's Allentown Brew Works, and all the tasters, all the participants get to vote for the homebrew of the year, which then becomes Lehigh Valley Beer Week Signature Beer Week. So, Dave, you were the winner this year. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about your brewing background, how many times you've entered the competition, and any other pertinent information.
Sure. This is the first time I've entered the competition. I'm brewing for roughly 5 years. I started on Stovetop with a kit that my wife got me for Christmas. It sat on the shelf for about 8 months, and finally I decided I'm going to give this a try, and the sickness didn't take long to set in, and I graduated from Stovetop to a recirculating infusion mash system that some friends and I built, and came up with a couple of recipes, and just trying to perfect them. The particular beer that I won the competition with is the base recipe is a pale ale, and I infused it with matcha green tea, and it's got tons of honey in it, and it's fermented with peaches and mangoes, so it's kind of a summery tasting iced tea, kind of a maybe Snapple kind of thing, and but it's a pretty high gravity, high alcohol, so it's I call it summer seduction for that reason.
I see it. Now, with all the honey in there, that honey is all fermented out, so it's still a, it's not a sweet beer, I take it, or?
It's not hoppy at all. There's just some token hops in it, really, just to call it beer. It's really about the flavor of the fruit and the honey.
Mm, interesting. That's a totally different take on a pale ale, right? Mm.
You
came up with that? That was your own concoction?
The idea, full disclosure, was given to me by a coworker, a friend of mine.
And you mentioned it's really high alcohol. How much was that?
I consistently brew it around 10%. Recently, I brewed. I was talked into making some at a lower, more repeatable. For folks to want to drink more of it, can you get the ABV down? So I got it down under 8 for Super Bowl.
Okay. And the one that we're going to be drinking this coming week at the festival?
I brought, I haven't talked to Bo recently, but I've heard a rumor that that's actually quite a bit over 10%.
Wow. Okay. So people will need to be.
The actual official thing they put out, they said it was 11, but it might be higher than that.
Yeah, I heard it was approaching 13.
On wow. Okay. Sunday. So that will be a small tastings of that one. Yeah. Obviously, you stepped up the volume, going from home brewing to working with Bo Barden at Fegley's Allentown Brew Works. What was the experience like brewing on a sort of commercial microbrewery setup?
Well, it was very eye-opening because naturally I have thoughts of progressing to commercial brewing myself, you know, someday. So it was Bo and Mike, the brewers over there, are extremely efficient and mechanical, and they know what they're doing over there. I just really tried to stay out of the way, honestly.
Okay, and have you tasted the final brew yet? Or
no, I've not. No.
So that will be, will it be your first time on Saturday when the keg gets tapped?
That'll be the first time.
Okay, and that's happening at noon?
1 p.m. Saturday.
At the
Allentown Brew Works. It's a ribbon cutting and the official opening of the festival. Okay, wow, and congratulations. Yeah, there must be a lot of envious brewers. Your first time entering the competition and you win it first time around.
Thanks.
Poor guys who've probably been doing it all 4 years and you make it first time.
There were a lot of good beers there that day.
Okay. Look, time for a brief break, and we'll be back and we'll be talking more with Tara about what's happening, in particular at Weyerbacher's Tap Room and elsewhere of various other venues within the Lehigh Valley. You are listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Paul Dutremont Smith, your host this evening, and we're talking about Lehigh Valley Beer Week.
WDIY is throwing a party to celebrate our 21st anniversary, and you're invited. Join us for a night of music, food, drinks, and fun, featuring a special full band performance from Steve Broski and his Little Big Band, Saturday, March 5th at the Charles Brown Ice House in Bethlehem. For tickets and information, visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We have another 6 or 7 minutes to continue talking about Lehigh Valley Beer Week beginning this coming Saturday. And let's move back over to Tara from Weyerbacher, and in particular managing the Weyerbacher Tap Room. And Tara, you have a few special events happening at the Weyerbacher Tap Room, I believe, right?
We do. We've also planned for the week to do some special things. For those people that maybe haven't visited Weyerbacher in a while or ever, it's been about since last April that the law changed in Pennsylvania, where as a brewery we're able to sell pints at the bar. So that has really enabled us to kind of spread our wings and really create some very interesting events at the tap room, which I'm really happy to kind of be at the helm of those. One particular event that we're doing is the opening day also. We're having a retro day. So our own head brewer is going to be bringing some beers from his own cellar for our customers to try. We have a retro band playing. We're going to do some discounts for people wearing some retro clothes, some retro Weyerbacher gear. So that should be fun.
So retro for the beers, that's retro, going back to the beginning of Weyerbacher,
yep,
right?
Going back in time a little bit, some of our cellared beers are going to be making an appearance.
So that would be what, in early 1990s?
Yes, Weyerbacher started in 1995.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to be celebrating our 21st anniversary this year.
Okay. Hey, congratulations. It's the same as WDIY.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. And so the band you have on, the Retro Romantics?
The Retromantics.
The Retromantics,
mm-hmm.
Right.
The Retromantics will be playing some retro 80s and 90s music to kind of, you know, keep the fun and enthusiasm going and keep everybody happy and in a party mood.
Okay, so that's your event on Saturday.
So that's going to kick off Lehigh Valley Beer Week for us. Sunday really is about the Brews Traveler bus.
Yep.
So there's not really going to be anything particular going on at Weyerbacher, but we're going to be welcoming those tour people who are going to be coming to the brewery that day. Kind of on the other end of Lehigh Valley Beer Week, the Saturday, the closing Saturday in Easton, this is the third year that we're doing a kind of crew de brew, so like a Mardi Gras parade. It happens in what's considered the Bermuda Triangle, which is downtown Easton, connecting Porter's Pub, Black and Blue, and Two Rivers Brewing Company. And Weyerbacher will be supporting that as well. A lot of the breweries in the area are going to be making floats, and we're going to do a little run around the Bermuda Triangle. So that is going to be a very interesting day. And Weyerbacher is going to be putting another retro beer on called Rump Shaker, which is some real popularity from about a year and a half ago. So it's been aging for a while. It's a blonde ale that's been aged in rum barrels. And it's one of my favorite Weyerbacher beers. And people, I think, will be really excited that it's going to be back on tap for a day.
Okay. And that's on the final day?
That's on Saturday. That would be the 27th.
Right. Okay. And you also have Weyerbacher beers being the doing tap takeovers on a few different venues around the Lehigh Valley?
Yep. We will be doing some tap takeovers, one at the Tavern on Liberty. We're also going to be, that is on the kickoff day as well, on the 20th. We'll also be at the Keystone Pub that week, Two Rivers Brewing Company. There will be a takeover at Pearly Baker's, Black and Blue, Big Woody's in Forks, as well as a few others, and Bell Hall and Volp's Tap Takeover.
Wow.
So we're going to be all over the valley.
You're going to be amazingly busy. If you didn't catch all of that, the website for Lehigh Valley Beer Week, again, lehighvalleybeerweek.com.
That's it.
That's it. Is an amazingly good interactive site and a searchable site. So, for example, if you wanted to look for all of the Weyerbacher events, you just search Weyerbacher, or you can search by day, or you can search by type of event, like a beer dinner or a beer and food pairing event, or the bus tour, any of those things. So really is worth checking out and planning a schedule for the week, because there really is so much happening.
I also like to mention that we just people getting home safely from all these events and stuff, that we did partner up with Uber, and that there will be signage in participating venues with a promotional code that I should know, and I forgot to write down, so I don't know exactly what it is, but there'll be a promotional code that they can use for $20 off their first free ride if they sign up for Uber to get home safely.
And that is also the code, I think, is on the website as well, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, check out that website. It's full of information. Well, we are almost running out of time here. And any last thoughts that we didn't quite get to, that we missed? Any final comments?
I just want to say that I think this year for Lehigh Valley Beer Week, it's not just going to be about February 20th to February 27th, but I think Scott can agree that we're looking ahead to next year's Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and people should keep a look for events that are related to Lehigh Valley Beer Week that will be happening throughout the year, just to kind of keep it in everybody's mind and to
fundraising and
grow it in popularity as well.
Okay, yeah. I did think to ask you, how do you support the organization, and does Lehigh Valley Beer Week actually gather some money to cover all the operating expense from?
The main fundraising event is the Brewer for a Day Festival, which Dave was the winner of, where it's a ticketed event for everybody to pay a certain amount of money to come in and try all these home brews. And most of that money is donated then to Lehigh Valley Beer Week at the organization. And the rest of the money is actually raised directly from the breweries and venues to actually participate and to get their events on our website.
Okay. All right. I think that just... Back on mic here, and too many things happening at once. Okay, so look, thank you for all that information, and I'm really looking forward to the beer week, and I hope we've whetted your appetites. Have everyone listening over so much good stuff going on and so many huge variety of interesting different beers. So check out the website and come out to as many nights as you can of the event. Thank you so much for coming down tonight to tell us all about it, and hope the event is a really great success, and hope there aren't any major issues with the weather. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lehigh Valley continues with tonight's movie review.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Spotlight concentrates on the conflicted agendas of the investigative reporters and editors, many of them Irish Catholics, writing about allegations of sexual abuse of children by priests and the alleged cover-up by the Archdiocese of Boston. The Spotlight story is assigned by Marty Baron, played by Lev Schreiber, newly appointed editor of the Boston Globe. Spotlight, which is based on true events, tells the story in the manner of a television procedural drama, not unlike Law and Order or CSI. The Spotlight team, hence the film's title, series of stories on which the film is based, received for the Boston Globe the 2003 Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. Spotlight the movie has 6 Oscar nominations: Best Picture, Actor for Mark Ruffalo, Supporting Actress Rachel McAdams, Directing Tom McCarthy, Original Screenplay Tom McCarthy, Josh Singer, and Editing Tom McArdle. Perhaps because of the delicate nature of the topic at the heart of the Spotlight story, the screenplay by Tom McCartney, who directed Win-Win, The Visitor, and The Station Agent, and Josh Singer, as well as Tom McCarthy's direction, is doggedly straightforward, muted, and approached in documentary film style. The acting is solid, including that of Mark Ruffalo as Spotlight reporter Mike Resendiz, Michael Keaton as Spotlight team editor Walter Robinson, Rachel McAdams as Spotlight reporter Sasha Pfeiffer, Brian Darcy James as Spotlight reporter Matt Carroll, and Stanley Tucci as attorney Mitchell Garabedian. Spotlight is no All the President's Men, although one senses the filmmakers viewed the topic and film in that context. As with that Watergate-era film, Spotlight is a story of, quote, how I got that story, unquote, a.k.a., quote, emptying your notebook, unquote. One of the, no pun intended, cardinal sins of journalism. The story itself is always more interesting and compelling. Alas, with this film, the spotlight is elsewhere. Spotlight is MPAA rated R for some language, including sexual references. Opening February 19 are Risen. Kevin Reynolds directs Joseph Fiennes, Tom Felton, Peter Firth, and Cliff Curtis in the drama about the biblical story of the resurrection as told through the eyes of a non-believer. Clavius, a Roman military officer, and his aide try to determine what happened to Jesus after the crucifixion to disprove the belief in a risen Messiah and prevent a Jerusalem rebellion. Race. Stephen Hopkins directs Stephen James, Jason Sudeikis, Eli Gorey, and Shanice Banton in the biopic about Jesse Owens competing in the 1936 Olympics against a backdrop of Adolf Hitler's philosophy of Aryan supremacy. Nirja, Ram Madhavani directs Shabana Azmi, Sonam Kapoor, Shikhar Ravjani, and Yokander Tikku in the biopic about Nirja Banat, who sacrificed her life to protect the lives of 359 passengers on the Pan Am Flight 73 terrorist hijacking in 1986. The Witch. Robert Eggers directs Anna Taylor-Joy, Ralph Ineson, Kate Dickey, and Julian Richings in the horror film about a family circa 1630s New England battling the forces of witchcraft. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
Thank you for listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Time right now, just after 6:30 p.m. Coming up next, Take Charge of Your Life, taking us up until 7 p.m. And 7 p.m., Folk Classics, Audie Cohen in as your host tonight. This is Take Charge of Your Life.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about procrastination. Tonight, we talk about how 20% of Americans are chronic procrastinators. And a study among college students has found that 95% of college students are procrastinators. And a recent study has shown that procrastination can adversely affect heart health.